Mr. Isaac, ISAAC Dunn, DUNN. Date of birth is 11/8/11/46. 8/11/46. Mr. Dunn is a 78-year-old, totally bedbound black gentleman. Lives with his wife of 40 years. They have no children. He used to be a warehouse worker. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. He used to weigh 200 pounds, but he's lost at least 30 pounds now, period. New paragraph, he was never a heavy smoker or drinker. Once again, they have no children. He was originally from Houston, Texas, period. New paragraph, he suffers from COPD and hypertension. His medication includes Trilogy, one puff a day, albuterol, PRN, and nifedipine ER, 60 milligram once a day, period. Medical problems, hypertension, asthma, BPH, kidney failure, period. Surgery, no recent surgery. Family history, mom and dad have passed away because of old age. Social as above, allergy, non-drug allergy. Review of system, he recently was had blood work done, showed a chronic renal insufficiency stage 3B with a creatinine of 1.3 and a creatinine and GFR of less 50 milliliters per minute, period. In paragraph, his H&H is low at 10 and 36, period. He recently saw a cardiologist for possible possible TURP because of his BPH issues, but the cardiologist did not feel like the patient is a candidate for any type of anesthesia, and surgery was canceled, period. The review of the records from Dr. Let me see, how do you say his name? Hang on, from Dr. M, no, G M N. GNAIM states that he suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, PAD, coronary CVD, spinal stenosis, thoracic aneurysm, venous reflux, lymphedema, period, and it states that patient is totally bedbound. Under surgery, put down no surgeries, but had colon biopsy and prostate biopsy in 2008 and 2011. And the past medical history, put down old age and hypertension. So come back to this review. The record indicates that patient had an abnormal EKG. He was scheduled for EKG, which showed... let's finish one thought first. Had an abnormal EKG, which revealed sinus tachycardia, PVCs, left ventricular hypertrophy with repolarization abnormality. Possible suspect severe myocardial disease. There was a comparison made to the EKG that was done in 2024. There's non-specific T-wave changes, inverted T-waves consistent with in the lateral leads consistent with ischemia, period. Subsequently, it was decided against any further workup and or treatment, and the cancer and the prostate biopsy was, or the prostate surgery slash TURP was canceled, period. New paragraph, his wife, Charlene, Charlene, of 40 years, has now decided along with the patient that they no longer want to go back and forth to the hospital and are seeking palliative care at home, period. At the time of visit, Mr. Dunn was laying down where he is all the time. He's no longer able to get out of bed. He was awake, but he spoke in a whisper. Blood pressure was 112 over 70. Pulse ox is 96%. Heart rate is 105. Heart positive, swarm positive, S2. Lungs few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JDD, skin shows no rash, neurological movement all four extremities, pulses diminished. Assessment, 78-year-old gentleman with severe atherosclerotic heart disease of native coronaries with severe PVD, shortness of breath, PVCs, abnormal EKG, has declined any further workup regarding his cardiac status, not a candidate for anesthesia by any means. He also suffers from aneurysm of the descending thoracic aorta, hyperlipidemia, stenotic carotid arteries greater than 70%, shortness of breath at rest and with activities, weight loss significant, protein calorie malnutrition, history of spinal stenosis causing patient to be bedbound, profound weight loss, total ADL dependency, staying in bed at all times, sleeping 14 to 16 hours a day with the help of, he's able to stay home with the help of his wife, Charlene, C-H-R-L-E-N-E, who is his caregiver. History of renal insufficiency, chronic anemia. Period. CT of the recent CT of the CT of the abdomen showed chronic cystitis, bladder outlet obstruction, most likely causing patients stage 3 renal insufficiency. New paragraph patient is definitely a candidate for hospice and palliative care at home given his natural progression of his atherosclerotic heart disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live, and his wife is aware of this and realizes that as well. Thank you.